welcome to episode 38 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. This is Patch, and I'm actually alone in the studio today, feeling very lonely this Christmas without you to hold. However, I am joined on Skype, of all things, by the two other peeps. So say hello, first of all, Rich, and then Mike.
Hello, everyone. Rich Brown from Brown Towers via Skype. Patch is acting like as if Skype's a new discovery.
I think he hates it, but he knows it's the best option. I think it's going to do us proud. Hello, my name is Mike. Welcome to the Christmas special.
Thank you very much, both. Rich has got...
Patch's ceiling.
Yeah, Rich has got his jingle bells, and on Skype I can see he's got a Christmas tree behind him. So basically he's done that for effect, but none of you can see it.
Christmas special, isn't it?
Yeah. Mike, have you got anything festive to show us?
Well, no one can see it. Yeah, I'll, what have we got?
Got his balls out.
Got my lights and, I don't know, is an envelope that someone sent me a Christmas card in.
Yeah.
That's about it, yeah.
Okay, well, whilst you mentioned Christmas cards, question one, are Christmas cards dying out? Will they ever die out? That's to Mike.
They are dying out, but they I don't think they should. I think it's nice. I've sent you both one, not got one back yet, but...
Yeah, that's why it turns into a chore, isn't it? We got to send you one back, now.
I apologise, yeah. I don't know, it's because I had nothing else to do, I suppose. I just sent them out early, but I quite like it, but last year I wasn't in that same mood, so...
It's like when these people give it to you on the last working day at work, and they've stitched you right up because you can't get one back.
Yeah. The issue is, if someone you're not particularly keen on at work, if they give you one, do you give them one back, or do you just...
And a card.
Do you just smile it off and never speak to them again?
Just rip it up in front of their face.
Full of the Christmas cheer, Rich. So my view on the cards phenomenon is that since the advent or invention of Facebook and social media, I think that a well thought out Christmas message or a post onto their wall is sufficient. Rich, are you in that space?
A witty video.
Yeah. Maybe you could act out a nativity and send that to them via, you know, Facebook or something or Instagram.
Less effort to do that, isn't it? Just nice, just to... Surely you've got some old cards from 6 years ago that you could just pick one out and write two pads. I love you. You're my everything. From Patch and Rich.
But we got one of these things you hang from the door and tuck the cards in. They just keep falling out. Every time the door shuts, just fall down on the floor.
Every time I walk past it as well, it rattles. If you touch the door. I'm quite fortunate in that my wife takes care of all of my card needs. It doesn't affect me either way. But birthday cards and Christmas cards, I predict within 10 years they'll be a thing of the past.
Oh yeah, they will continue to die out. I don't think they can completely go. It's a bit like checks and stamps. But
what about people who say they'll pay a donation to charity as opposed to spending money on postage? I think it's a good idea.
If they show me the receipt, that's fine.
As long as they prove it, yeah. Got to prove it.
So you want us like a screenshot on Facebook or something?
No, I just said it for sarcasm, but I mean, it could do. It would just, you know, eradicate all doubt.
Okay. All right. So that's Christmas cards. Rich, you've had your Christmas do. Mine's tomorrow. How did it go?
It's all right, actually. Quite enjoyed it. It was up, it's called the Mercure Hotel. It used to be the Grand Hotel on, is it the end of Corn Street? I don't know how that road's called, next to Horrocks.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It was in there, but I guess like it's like most hotels, the food was pretty shit. I mean, there was carrots the size of, they must have been the ground one day. The carrot was the smallest carrot I've ever seen in my life.
Is that not a baby carrot though?
Yeah, but there's babies and then there's premature carrots, aren't there?
A premature baby carrot, yeah.
It was ridiculously small. But again, they're catering. There was 400 of us. There was another company in the function room next to it. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. It was good the DJ was better this year.
Glad to hear it.
But there was something quite nauseating and quite upsetting. There was a lip sync battle.
Oh.
There was a lot of self-important back patting, whooping, literally masturbating over the bosses lip syncing very poorly as well. But there was people videoing it and wolf whistling. I had to remove myself from that area. had to go to the bar, and there was plenty of people doing that. It's a good idea in the end, but it went on for ages. They had to share the loudest for your favourite. It's like being a pantomime. This is an adult's works Christmas do.
Mm. Was it more? Did it feel like it was people trying to get a promotion?
It was. People were desperate to ask Lick, were like whooping, and yes. they're videoing it. What are they videoing it for? Who are they gonna show? Mm. So, but no, it's a good night. One down for my part. I went to get the night bus home. Stood in the bus stop for about an hour. Realised it was Thursday, not Friday night. there was no night buses, so I had to succumb to it and get an Uber home.
Wow. Ooh. That is a first. That's a first. Lot of exclusive.
£22 from Bristol Centre to Lumber Green, Oregon.
Which, for anyone listening, is, well, it's still a lot of money, but it's good value, I suppose,
I woke up next day, opened me emails, had an Uber receipt, telling me what time I got in the taxi, what time I got out, showed me the route, named me driver, registration number, make a car. It was beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know if I could use it, because I'd want to become best mates with a driver. I know it.
Been busy, what time you on, blah, blah.
Got to be honest, the last Uber I got, I didn't actually speak to him. But what you can do on some Ubers is actually request what music you would like played in there as well, which I think is fantastic.
I was too pissed by then. I was coming.
Okay.
I just spanked was getting.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm surprised you didn't try and walk it.
So,
Chris, that's Christmas Day. As I say, mine's tomorrow. We're going to the Square Bar on Berkeley Square. Which would be
fancy
eyes. Yes, yeah, a bit fancy.
Is that where we've had a couple of engagement dues in the past?
That's correct. Yeah.
I think I was sick very much once.
The last 4 years, we've been to State of the Art, and I've arranged all four, which is funny. This year we're doing something slightly different. So. Look forward to that.
Were you doing them? I went there last time. Sorry to butt in. Are you doing like cocktail tasting or cocktail mixing?
I don't think so. But other than that, anything particularly Christmassy you've done, Rich, in the past couple of weeks you want to bring to the attention of the listeners?
Well, you say the last few weeks. It's only the 14th of December now, so I haven't done anything Christmassy a month ago.
Well, technically, Advent started on the 1st of December, and for some people, Christmas starts mid-November.
I bought our first real Christmas tree.
Nice. Where'd you go for that?
A church in Kingswood, done by the Scouts.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, sharing the wealth.
We can see how nice it is, because we're using Skype. Five. Well, yeah, not being paid by Skype to say this, but it really is a great service.
Is it a five-footer? Six-footer?
Six-footer, I'd say.
Right, okay.
I had to stand up to measure it.
You're looking at around £35 to £40 for that?
Well, you're looking at £48, £45.
Nice. £48, £45?
Well, it's £45.
Right. Okay. £3 tip.
Also, I went out with my five-a-side team two Fridays ago. That was a good night. Christmas night. Played virtual golf.
Down by Stake of the Art?
Yeah, next door to Stake of the Art. Absolutely brilliant. It saves you getting out in the cold to play golf. It saves you that 4-hour walk. Plus, when you're playing it, you can just be fed beer after beer after beer.
Yeah.
I went done that, had a Pizza Express afterwards, and then went to the Apparate Bar in the middle of Millennium Square. Stayed there for a few hours.
Okay, do you put a blanket around your feet?
Yeah. And then went to the Three Tons.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So that was a good night.
Yeah, no, that's all right. And then, nice little area around there.
Went out last Friday with... The dads, my little group of dads, we kind of went for a curry at the Boris Court, Spice Lounge. They had to then play Skittles at the Oldham Village Club, which coincidentally was against my mum's team. They won, and then we stayed there just playing Skittles by ourselves, getting pissed.
Who won your mum's team?
No, my mate's team beat our mum's team.
That's a bit, yeah, could have sorted something out for that.
Not very Christmas spirit, is it?
No. Okay.
As someone that's not been in town, what's it like in Millennium Square? They've got quite a few festive things there.
It's basically exactly the same as it is every year, apart from they've got a ski bar lodged in the middle of the vicinity. But you know, you've got your ice rink. Oh, and the big Bristol Eye, which I can see going round and round from my desk, but still don't fancy going on it, if I'm honest.
Nah. I'm leaving you, cow!
That was Alan Partridge. Okay, so I went to Longleat to the Festival of Light, which was quite impressive. For those fans of Beatrix Potter, there was lots of characters and scenes and things like that. It was all done amazingly well, with a big, massive Christmas tree that had lasers and fancy lighting and all that sort of thing. So very well done to Longleat and the Santa Express.
The Marquis of Bar.
Yes, him. However, I was, I think I basically had norovirus halfway around my trip, and on the way home, had to stop several times to vomit, so that was nice.
Just one bit, not the other end?
No, that came the following day.
Oh, my God. I came to your house with a Christmas card and spoke to your lovely wife, and luckily didn't greet her with a kiss on the cheek, which I normally do, but she said... Yeah, Pat is inside. I know you said you were unwell, but she said, "Yeah, he's being sick everywhere."
I saw Vicky. I gave her a kiss on both cheeks. She was bent over. Woo.
It's naughty. It's
fine.
Playful.
It's fine. It's playful.
It's witty.
I also went to a rather lovely Christingle service.
They are nice, dude.
For those of you who don't know what that is, you basically get an orange with a candle in it, and sweets, and a red band, all signifying the religious story of Christ.
Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
That's the one. So yeah, that was nice. Other than that, just general sort of Christmas shopping's been going on.
I done one online today. Bought Christmas online.
Blimey, that was that's high risk, isn't it? It's a bit close.
I got picked up from Waitrose on Friday. And it's nothing from Waitrose, but that's one of those click and collect places.
Oh, yeah. Waitrose, interesting. Have you bought a Christmas pudding or something to wrap it up?
No, it's not from Waitrose, but that's the place that...
Oh, the click and collect, right, I see.
I was going to drop it to.
I usually use Argos over Emerson's or something like that. Anyway, I just wanted to have a quick rant about a shopping experience I had recently. It was in Boots Emerson's Green. And there was a queue of about 10, we'll say, with one person on the till. And there was sort of people just to the left, literally just to the left, stacking the shelves.
Was it clowns?
No, stacking the shelves. Not clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. But the funniest thing was, they could see that there was 10 people in the queue. And they carried on stacking the shelves, putting their perfumes, making them all like straight and all that sort of stuff. And then she decided to ring the bell eventually. And she just looked, this girl sort of looked over, walked over and started and opened up a till. She could see that there was a problem, but she was waiting for the bloody button to be pushed.
Maybe she's a junior and she didn't want
to... No.
Might got told off for leaving her station.
She definitely wasn't a junior. But then, yeah, then a couple of them came, and I held my nerve. I didn't say anything. But
did
yeah.
Did she then say to you in a condescending voice or a slightly annoying voice, "Well, sorry to catch you."
Sorry to keep you. Yeah. So and I've been to the Mall a few times, and I've basically just sat down in a corner because otherwise I think I would kick everyone over.
Just cry a little bit.
Talking of shopping, I got myself in trouble with Kirsten, didn't I? I had to go to the. She sent me to the shops to buy 6 cans of Sprite. I picked 7 up.
The joke, just for the listeners, that was a joke.
I love it.
You've been rehearsing that one all week. Okay. So, anything else Christmassy we want to cover? I mean, we did. This is our second Christmas special, and we did cover such things as, I believe, you know, what's your favourite Christmas song, your favourite Christmas movie, and that. But maybe we'll just do that again for those listeners who didn't experience that last time. So,
Yeah, I've got a new one. We can do the classics. I've got a new question, which I might have done it last time. You can tell me if you've got a year long memory, but
I haven't.
Yeah, go ahead with the classics, I guess.
Okay, so, Rich, favourite Christmas movie, favourite Christmas song, and then what's the third one, Mike?
Well, what I want to talk about is three, the top three foods, or chocolates, depends, you associate only with Christmas.
Okay, right, go on then, Rich.
Right, favourite Christmas song is, it's still the classic of Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. Or if I was going to go a little bit off-piste, it'd be Christmas Wrapping. I can't remember who sang it.
I listened to that today.
Dizzy Rascal?
Yeah.
Who sang Christmas Wrapping?
Don't know. Sod it. I don't know.
It's a great song as well.
Go on, look it up. You're on your internet device.
Can you just give us a quick...
The waitresses. It's by the waitresses.
Give us a quick blast, because I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah, I'll play it to you now, young man.
Thank
you. Here we go. Interactive.
Dead air is a crime. Fast forward it.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
It was covered by the Spice Girls, wasn't it?
Brilliant, huh? Patchy. Right?
Yep, definitely heard that one before.
Favourite Christmas movie? I don't know. Home Alone's always up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Home Alone and food I associate with Christmas is probably... Well, it's obviously your mince pie, your Christmas pudding, isn't it?
Mike wants three.
Interesting.
Mike wants three.
Oh, yeah. Christmas pie, Christmas pudding, and... Ooh. See, you can have turkey all year round. You can have dinner all year round.
Exactly, so forget that. I mean,
you can have chocolate all year round.
It's types of chocolate. I think there's certain things like that heroes, you need to buy at
your
Christmas
selections.
Okay.
I'm going to say
your log.
Nice.
Your log, right, okay. I'm going to go for Pogue's Fairy Tale New York, Home Alone. Bit of a tradition, we always put up the Christmas tree with Home Alone on in the background. And three foods, you got your pigs in blankets, your sprouts, and
just Christmas only, is it?
Strictly
Christmas only, is it?
So I think the question is, what do you associate? Not Rich Brown, me. So pigs in blankets, sprouts, and let's go for a king prawn ring.
Wow. I'll go with
back to your norovirus again, isn't it?
I'll go with Last Christmas. I normally say the Pogues, but I've been listening to Last Christmas for the last couple of days. It's quite emotional. What was the second one? Santa Claus the Movie, always. And actually, Santa Claus the Movie, John Lithgow's in that as a baddie, isn't he?
He is.
I watched a film the other day, The Accountant. Spoilers, but he's in that. He's very. He hasn't aged particularly, and he plays a baddie again. But anyway, that's a coincidence. The foods for me, it's things like Terry's chocolate orange, Matchmakers.
Any superficial damage on that?
No. I paid for yours. And in third place, it's going to be a joint between what do you call them? Elizabeth Shaw mints. And you know those lemon and orange jelly sweets?
No.
They're shaped like slices of, like, a lemon slice and an orange slice.
Just going to go over low to Selhurst Park, where at halftime it's Manchester United 1, Crystal Palace 0. Paul Pogger scored 4 to 5 minutes plus two.
Poggers?
Yeah.
So all the top teams are winning 1-0 at the minute.
That's including Liverpool. So that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, non-chocolate base, yeah, pigs in blankets, Stalin. I don't know why I said that.
I love that.
You like Stalin? Quite stodgy, but I like a bit of that.
I had
prawns and potato strings.
I had one of those cakes, Mike, but it was Stalin. It's all coming out now. What was I watching the other day? And up popped. I'll tell you what it was. It was a new Jason Bourne film, which I bought on iTunes. And in it, lo and behold, was the dad from Friday Night Dinner.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Mental.
Absolutely mental when I saw him. He had his shirt on and everything.
Is it based in? What country is it based in?
Say shit on it.
It was in the States, wasn't it? Yeah.
Never seen it.
Oh, no, I think he was playing... It was MI5 or something. He was playing one of the... top dogs, but no, didn't just seemed a bit weird, a bit out of place. Let's talk about this Christmas. I gave you my heart. Are you looking forward to any particular Christmas specials this year?
No, it's actually Dog's Bollocks on the telly.
Dog's Bollocks, that means good.
Yeah, so that's a point, right, actually.
Dog shit, and I'll try and be a bit more polite, but...
I don't know what's...
I've seen. Yeah. This is Mrs. Brown's Boys, which is crap. It's obviously a stupid soap opera where someone's going to die, someone's going to get born, someone's going to get married, and someone's going to divorce. Yeah, they do it every year.
Spoilers.
Just turn the telly off
and play charades.
Yeah, generally speaking, if you want to be happy, just never watch EastEnders.
The worst thing is, they sometimes put a telly on, but then talk for it. So if it's going to be on, let me listen to it.
Let me tell you one that you might like, Rich, is the, I don't know if you've watched it, the Peter Kay's Car Shout, the Christmas special.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
There you are. Cheered him up.
Yeah, exactly. That's back on. What about the hilarious comedy on Sky One called Trolley? This is going to be a Christmas special.
I used to watch that quite religiously, but I think they've done it to death now.
It's gone downhill, yeah.
I think Modern Family's back this month for season 8, I believe.
Again, I don't know if they've done too many of them, Rich.
Oh, mate, it's always consistent. Consistent.
Yeah.
And with a lot of eye candy in it as well.
But what are the big specials then, Patch? What ones are, because I haven't, I mean, you've got stuff with Brian Cox, which I don't care about.
I don't know, I was hoping you could tell me, Mike.
Ah, that's backfired. I don't know. Anything
Patch,
on ITV?
Patch just watches the Essex things, he just watches that.
Rubbish. I definitely do not watch The Only Way Is Essexmas. Actually, that's one thing I never watched is like any of those sorts of things. Made in Chelsea, Tarry, what's it called, Geordie Shore, all that type of vibe.
Good Andre, my life.
I only ever watch them when they're in the jungle or Big Brother. But there you go. Okay, so is there anything else you want to talk about what you've been up to in the past couple of weeks, chaps?
No, well, this Saturday, obviously, sit here at home. We're going to have it all day after that game. Well, going a bit earlier, have a few pints before the game, watch the game, I'll get depressed for a little bit, then head out onto North Street. If anyone wants to come along, welcome. maybe, I don't know if we're going to pop into town, but I want to stay on North Street, really.
Straight and narrow.
That's the only thing I've got a definite plan now.
Okay. Similar for me. I'm
lunch on Friday, to our lunch.
Yeah.
Do you do anything on Christmas Eve with workmates or mates? I used to go out, but I've done it in a few years.
Yeah, but this year is obviously Saturday, isn't it, Christmas Eve, no?
Oh, yeah.
They all roll into one, don't they? I break up tomorrow from work after my Christmas do. Like Rich, I am on a drinks session after the football, mostly in Downend. We're going to end up in the new... Basically, Gloucester Old Spot have opened up a pub in Downend. Used to be the Beaufort Hunt. Now called, I think, is it the Duck and Willow or the Duck and Whistle? I can never remember.
Oh, yeah, the Duck and Willow, I think, something like that. Yeah.
Duck and Willow, which looks splendid inside. So
you
end up there.
You can have a halfway pit stop in the Beehive and have a freak shake.
No. I think the plan is Willie Wickett, Sandringham, Meze, Crosshouse. What's it called? Horseshoe. Foresters, and then on to the Duck and Willow.
And then to the sick bucket.
Yes, probably.
Why Diamond?
I don't know, mate. Don't know.
Near you, dude.
Keep it local. Well, we've got a few of the likely lads are in Diamond now. Power in numbers.
Liverpool 2-0.
Who scored?
Yeah, Divock Origi.
Nice, Divock. Yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna introduce the next segment, and this is basically we've received some Christmas messages from listeners, which is absolutely lovely. We've had messages from listeners Matt Penn, who was one of the guest hosts in the last episode, ex-guest host as well, Scott Jones, and our number one Room of Doom guest entry person, who is Clive from Dursley. And on top of that, a lovely message from Joe Sims as well, a friend of the show, former guest. So we're going to play those, and then we're going to have the Room of Doom jingle, and then we'll come back and we will do our Room of Doom entries. So catch you all down the road. Here's the Christmas messages.
Good day, peeps. is Scott here from Banjo Island, Bristol. Just want to wish you and all of your listeners a very happy Christmas and a happy new year. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, fan of the show and one-time guest host Matt here. Just wishing all fellow listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here's to an incredibly prosperous 2017 and some more amazing Three Peeps in a Podcast podcasts. Everybody's having fun.
Clive from Dursley here. I want to wish you all a very Happy Christmas and New Year. And to your guests and listeners, hope you have a Happy Christmas and New Year also. Look forward to listening to you again next year. All the best, peeps.
Hello, Three Peeps listeners. This is Joe Sims here, wishing you a very happy Christmas and a bloody lovely new year. All the best. Cheers.
Okay, so we're back with Room of Doom. So, first of all, I'd like to go to Rich, if I may. Rich, what have you got for us?
Room of Doom, bit controversial. Zebra crossings.
Oh.
So I don't mind a pedestrian crossing, because you know when that they stop crossing, that's it, you can go. But zebra crossings, especially in a busy area, like town, it's just this constant stream of people. And just when you think you've got to clear, someone else approaches the zebra crossing and you've got to stop. Sometimes it takes ages. Whereas pedestrianised, you know, when it's green you can go, when it's red you've got to stop for a bit. Whereas zebra crossings is, it's like it's a Russian roulette, isn't it? Sometimes it could take out ages. So zebra crossings, they're a thing of the past.
Well, they're not. They're still very much part of the present.
Yeah, when you're saying they're outdated, they should move on.
What are you going to replace them with?
Pedestrians, just runs with lights.
Okay.
What's the difference between a pelican crossing and a pedestrian crossing?
Pelican's a bird.
Protected.
By crossing.
What, a pelican crossing is one with a traffic light, isn't it?
What's a pedestrian crossing then?
Is a pelican the one with a big lollipop at the big lollipop light?
Dunno.
Maybe we could ask people to write in and tell us basically what the difference is, but so you're putting zebra crossings in.
What's a goblin then?
How are you going to be, mate?
yeah, zebra crossings. Because sometimes if there's a constant stream, like that one in Keynsham, I don't know if you know it by Keynsham, next, you know, you've got to spin off right to go up Charlton Road. There's a zebra crossing there, and sometimes it just takes ages because there's just constant people crossing it.
Yeah.
Guessing your ass.
Okay, so zebra crossings. Just before we go on, just thanks very much to the guys you sent in the Christmas messages. They were absolutely lovely. Mike, what have you got?
I'm going with people who think they speak cool, but what they do is replace the letter T with a letter D. So they say things like totally and, you know, literally and things like that. Things like that. It's people that, I don't know, it's almost like they want to be American. They think if they speak like that, they just, I don't know, is it yuppies? Is that, you know, it's people
it's usually the youth
yeah.
In London who think they're from the Bronx or whatever, but they're not. There's upper class white English blokes.
Swine.
Who say, look at that. Look at that, man.
Look at that, you get me, boy. Well, that's a separate one. That's quite snazzy, but it's not. Just, you know, oh, totally. What do you mean totally? It's totally. But I don't know. It just annoys me. It's not going to win. It never does. So, on to Patch.
Yeah, move on.
Okay. totally. Mine is... It's quite a niche one again, but it's when you lose something.
Oh yeah.
When you lose something, a Christmas present I've purchased this year. I won't say it was for, just in case they're listening, but it's an experience. So it basically comes in a well presented docket, if you will, with the explanation of what it is, which I won't say for now. And, you know, the voucher code you need to present and all that sort of stuff in a lovely, well-presented envelope.
So that came... when there's Red Letter Day things?
Similar.
Like racing around a track?
Well, if you like.
Something like that.
I don't know what patches is. I'm giving anything away there. I don't know what it is.
So that came last Thursday in the mail, and I placed it onto the table. Went back to get it later that evening, and it had gone. It had been tidied away. And in hindsight, you know, I should have taken it up to my office area where I've got an in tray for things like that. And basically, it had been towed away, and I've never to be seen again. And when you, for example, speak to your wife about it, they deny all knowledge that it was moved. And if it has been moved, it will be over there, and it's not there. So, I mean, I literally turned the house upside down for a few hours trying to find it. And as I was looking, it got increasingly hot, sweaty. led to me having to have a shower. Then looked again, got myself an estate. I ended up kicking one of Ivy's toys, almost broke it. But when you lose something and you can't find it, it just makes my blood boil.
So is it all in all a bad experience?
It was very much a bad experience. It's still not been found. So luckily, I managed to phone the company where I got it from and get the voucher code. So I'm gonna have to create something now on Word or something.
Get a graphic designer to do something nice for you.
Yeah, well, I'd probably just put a picture of...
I'm too busy this time of year.
I'll put a picture of what the experience is that Rich might have said, and and go from there. So, it's basically when you lose something, and the lesson I've learned is put it somewhere out of reach. Or in an area that shouldn't be touched.
Crystal has a habit of losing her car key or house key, and we have got hooks to put the keys on, and it drives me mental. When I'm trying to find the key, she gets stressed because she's lost it.
Yeah.
There's a place to put your key so you don't lose it.
Yeah. So my keys are always in my coat pocket in the cupboard. Okay. So that's mine. Mike, you've done yours, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done mine. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got, just to recap, Rich's is zebra crossings. Mine is losing something, and Mike's was, I forgot.
People that replace the letter T and the letter D and speak like idiots.
Okay, so Rich, who's your vote?
I don't know, they're both pretty bad, but they're both equally as good. I do hate when people type, like, look at that in messages, things like that, but I just know they're like just a 45-year-old white boat. Like, yeah, I hate losing things, but I didn't lose many things, to be honest. So I'm going to put Peds talking like a twat, or a dwad.
Yeah. Dwad.
Okay.
All of them are terrible this week, but I will vote for Rich.
Okay.
Useful. Mine's good. Mine's useful.
Reciprocal.
That's what I meant, sorry.
I'll vote for Mike.
What? That's just ridiculous. That's tactical.
Yeah. I think there's still a place for zebra crossings.
I bet you can't... I bet you encounter more zebra crossings than you do people saying totally.
I've got no problem with zebra crossings.
Alright, well, when I see you driving your car, I'm going to fucking stand on one.
Oh, said it again. Apologies for swearing. Okay, so that is Room of Doom. Whilst we're on the subject of rants, Rich, have you got anything for us this week in terms of a rant?
Yeah, it happened recently. I went to... Where's Patch gone?
I'm still here.
You still there?
Yeah.
Alright. Your video went... I went to Cara's choir service at St. Barnabas Church up Bridge 8 last week. It happens at weddings. It's just people who take kids that are obviously far too young to sit still and quiet in these occasions. So straight away, the headmaster says, oh, if you've got a young kid, remove them to the... because it will ruin people's experience. And there's kids crying and shouting out. Don't take them in the first place. Either find a babysitter or you're going to have to miss it, I'm afraid. Don't take your kids to weddings when they're just too young to sit still. Cinemas, things like that. They're just going to play up. Just don't take them out.
Does it happen to you when your kids were younger? What do you do? Take them out?
No, my kids never went to weddings when they were young. I think the youngest, the only one they went to as kids is probably yours. I don't think they shut out anything then.
They enjoyed it very much.
No, I didn't. I get embarrassed as well, so I don't want to put myself in that position. But there's nothing worse, because you know what I'm like, when I hear a sound, that's it, I focus on it. I can go to the cinema, and if I hear somebody open a suite, that's it. It could be like the loudest scene in the film. But if I hear a Toffo rapper getting pulled off, I'll hear that first.
Yeah.
So take your kids, don't judge what occasion is going to be. You can be sat for a long time, quietly, hopefully, so you need to listen to nativity play or choir or something. Don't take them. Find a babysitter, or you're going to have to miss out.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. No, I can...
Airplanes, things like that. Fucking no. People pay money to fly abroad and things like that. They don't want to listen to a kid crying all the time.
Yeah. But on an airplane, you can't really get away from it, can you, really?
Just don't go abroad for a good 8 years.
Or just don't take the kid. Just go solo. But yeah,
I didn't go abroad until I was 13 years old.
Where did you go?
Hey,
where'd you go?
Costa Brava, Lloret de Mar.
Very nice.
This is the early 80s.
Buckaroo. So that brings me on to something else, Rich. Actually, I probably should have done it in my room of doom, and it was, I went to watch Arrival in the cinema the other day, which is one of the best alien or extraterrestrial films that I've actually seen for quite some time. It sounds strange to say it, but it was almost believable. But there was a chap down the front row, and he was on his own for a start, which, you know, I've done in the past, gone to the cinema on my own, but this is like at night time. And
that was in Serpo, wasn't it?
he was on his phone the whole time, and I could see obviously the light out of the corner of my eye on his phone. And a couple of times he went on it, you know, constantly. There was a couple of times that it caught my eye, and I almost went down, but I couldn't be bothered, to be honest. But yeah, basically switch your phones off if you're in the cinema.
Especially if you're paying £10 or £12 to watch a film, why would you want to waste your time on your phone when you're wasting spend all that money?
Yeah, and it was Orange Wednesday, not Orange Wednesday, what's it called? Meerkat Wednesday?
Tuesday, yeah, madness.
Tuesday.
But he was on his own, so he wouldn't have got the benefit out of that.
Idiot, absolute idiot.
Yeah.
Prick.
I had a pick and mix, I had a box of pick and mix as well.
Can we guess how much it cost?
Flumps.
Went for all the light. Well, actually, no, I didn't. I had a few fudges in there. They must have cost £1 each.
£4.48.
No, £4.43, I think.
You want to go for your flumps and those paper...
Space invaders.
Voice paper things, your sherbet and...
Flying saucers.
Flying saucers, where they are.
Flying saucers, that's it, yeah.
There we are.
Think of your hard-boiled.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. Thanks, Royce. Thanks for that rant, Rich.
That's a tip.
have we got some recommendations for people this week?
Have you been watching Planet Earth 2, any one of you?
Is that on the same time as X Factor?
Yeah, most people are watching Planet Earth 2, yeah. Right. Just the chavs are watching X Factor on their cancelled HTVs.
Right, okay.
I don't know if you spotted it, but I never knew this.
Were you in there as an extra?
Eh?
Were you on it as an extra?
No, but what you can do, I don't know, you'll try this next time, because we can all get a hold of one. You can tell the gender of an ant by putting it in a glass of water.
How?
Well, if it sinks, it's a girl ant. If it floats, it's boy ant.
I'll just explain that for people. Buoyant is what you're getting at.
Buoyant, which in English means it floats.
I was wondering, I can't remember seeing any of the common black ant on planet Earth.
They've all drank.
Yeah.
In the
fifth episode, grasslands, ants are the most inhabit most grassland areas. They're the most animal found in grassland area. An ant.
Okay.
The episode with the locust was hideous. Terrible, wasn't it?
Magical.
Is that where they put it in their mouth and that told it there for 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Definitely.
And neck. What was your favourite episode of the...
If I had to say, I'd go for the Celebrity Cyclone.
I don't know. I haven't finished watching the Cities one yet. That's pretty good.
I've not seen the last two. Like I said, I think so far the Jungle was a favourite one. I love Rainforest.
Yeah, it's amazing how they film it and things like that. Very educational. Yeah.
They got quite a good big film crew, I think. It's not... You know, Ant and Dec obviously in front of the camera, and they do a lot of quips and stuff, but...
It's all about, what's his name, Keith, Outback Keith, or...
Keith's Kiosk.
Keith's Kiosk, bloody, yeah.
A bloody flaming guy.
What did you think?
What
I don't know if Rich actually watched it this year. He sometimes watches it, but the Jungle, Rich, just nod if you watched it.
No, bits of it. I can't dedicate enough of my life to watch it.
Okay, I thought this year the camp got on far too well, which was obviously great for them, but it didn't lead to much drama. So you had to rely on the trials for drama, but still enjoyed it.
Friend of the show, Justin E. Collins, reckons it was the best series, according to his Twitter feed.
Oh, is it? Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Do you think we should attempt to get friend of the show Joel Dommett on the show?
Joe.
Yeah, or that, who's our short bird? Is on Strictly Come Dancing. That,
Frangipani.
Who?
Frangipani or something, yeah. Claudia Frangipani. Yeah.
I think she's from Hannam, isn't she?
She lives at the top of my road.
Is she?
Yeah!
What, Court Farm Road?
Spoilers. One of the big houses up there, yeah.
I've obviously haven't watched any of Strictly, but yeah, get her on, Mike.
Yeah. I've not seen her, because when she walks past the window, she's only about 2 foot, isn't she?
Yeah. She's very short.
A very talented gymnast and dancer, so she'll be fine.
Okay. All right, well, we'll get her on. Joel's came across very well and very friendly, so...
lovely chap, yeah. Yeah,
definitely, yeah. Once the furore has died down and he's, yeah.
Meet him down, steak of the art, down the HQ and get him a cheesecake. He loves all that.
Oh, yeah, he loves a bit of cheesecake.
He loves a bit of Picasso as well.
And he loves a bit of Skype decks. So don't add him here.
Does he do that, does he?
What's that?
Does he do that, does he?
Well, he did it a few years back. Someone, what's the term he used? Catfished him. Someone played a video of a female undressing and said, do you want to do stuff? And he did. He got completely naked and, you know, whatever.
If
I was going to do that, I would make the female do something like wave, like, you know, make him do something.
Well, the typical one is to hold up a newspaper, today's newspaper, isn't it?
Well, that's a bit hard.
Well,
or say something like,
make a grand
if they're naked, if she's doing sex camming, she can have a local newspaper to hand, is she, or a daily newspaper?
Or she something to hand.
Could she can wait, surely.
Could she show you her phone?
Just wave.
Well, show your phone with the time on it. Time and
just
date.
Get your boobs out, forgot.
It doesn't show the day, just wave. Just prove she's fine.
Right, so.
It's in Back to the Future.
Recommendations, Rich, you got any?
Yeah. In Play Golf, which is a virtual reality golf place down next to Stick of the Art off Millennium Square, Anchor Road, whatever it's called.
Okay.
Brilliant. I think it's like £40 per bay for an hour. You can play any course around the road, near enough. You know, not going to play warmly approachable, of course, but you've got all the big ones.
Yeah.
You've got to rent clubs. It's very realistic. Bottles of beer while you're doing it. Good. It's good. It's good. Good 3 hours spent.
Okay.
On a real golf course or pay the fee of buying a set of clubs, just get on there for a laugh with your mates.
Did you negotiate a discount for listeners or not?
No, because I was drunk by then. It was all in the house by our sponsor, Five Aside. It was a free night, basically, for me, so it was all good.
Okay, well, share the wealth in future. Mike, anything from you?
Well, yeah, kind of a bad...
And two doors down, it's a nice little comment on BBC.
Yeah, give it a go. There's something that's coming out this Friday, the 16th, which they're saying, it's going to come out on Netflix, they're saying it's potentially the next Stranger Things. I think it's called the OA. OA. So I haven't watched it yet, because no one has, because it's not available, but it might be worth a little...
What does OA stand for?
Obviously a lot, but I don't know...
What does it actually stand for?
I don't know. Okay. It's just a sci-fi based thing. I'm not sure what OA stands for. There's not much information about it, but it's saying there's a lot of similarities to Stranger Things. It's quite a strange sci-fi based thing. It might be a binge watchable. So,
okay.
You know, if it's not any good, don't blame me. But you know, it's worth a little shifty.
Okay. For me, I've been watching. And apologies if I did that this last time. But I've been watching on Netflix Frequency. Did I see this last time?
No, I don't think so.
probably. Frequency. So there was a film back in, probably 10 years ago. Dennis Quaid was in it. And this is basically a TV series adaptation. But along...
How many remakes can we do?
It's based on the theme. It's not the same characters or anything, but basically it's an old CB radio that is found in a garage and sparked up, and they get to a frequency where she works out that she's talking to her dad, basically, like, I can't remember how long, probably about 20 years previous, and they're both detectives, and they help to solve, this sort of serial rapist that's going around. So they're trying to get that all sorted out, but just by doing things. And then, obviously, whatever he does in the past has repercussions for the future. So every change they make has repercussions on her life in the future. And, things like he'll hide something in the garden, dig a hole and hide it, and then she'll go and dig it up straight away and it'll be there, and it would have been there for 20 years. Things like that. It's just a bit of a brain tease, and it's really, really captured the imagination. So give that a go on Frequency on Netflix.
I might.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else from anyone?
Well, about the thing you watch, everyone seems to have watched and I haven't yet, The Missing. Do you want to talk me through it? Is it worth a blast?
Definitely. Missing series one.
Say the wife's home.
Get her on.
So dogs barking, people moaning.
It's all kicking off.
The Missing, Mike. I would say that season one was amazing. Maybe Rich could have gone on mute before he ran off. Season one was amazing, and I didn't watch season two initially because I thought the fact that they were just sort of doing it for the sake of it, and none of the characters were the same, apart from I want to say Clinton Baptiste, but that's not his name.
Getting the word.
Rennie.
Is it based on
what's his name? Baptiste.
I don't know if it's the same one. It was a French show originally, and then they remade it for Netflix. Is this the one? Has it come from Netflix to BBC, or is it completely different?
I don't think so, but. Anyway,
people that go missing and then they think they're dead. But they come
No, that's something different. Okay. But yeah, season two was equally as good, I'd say. Really, yeah. Really, you can't wait for the next episode. It's got that sort of
vibe.
Yeah,
vibe.
Very, very addictive. So, if for anyone who hasn't watched The Missing season one or season two, give it a go. Especially now they've all been released, you can literally watch them. I guarantee you'll watch them one after the other.
Yeah. Okay, tick.
Make a night of it.
If you want, yeah, get a pizza in.
Come on over.
Yeah, come on over, baby.
Come on, Lee.
Okay, so we've done recommendations. We're going to finish tonight with a song, which Mike's going to introduce and wrap up the show. But before we do that, is there anything that you guys wanted to do or talk about?
I just wish everyone a Merry Christmas, I guess. This would be the last one before the new year. Thanks for the support and keep going.
Let's hope 2017 is a lot better than 2016.
Yeah, absolutely.
A message from James Blunt on Twitter saying that if you thought 2016 was bad, he's releasing an album in 2017.
Yeah, but no one's going to hear it already, so.
I expect Mike will listen to it.
Yes, I will. My mum will. She loves him.
Okay. All right, Rich.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on mute if you're going to...
Yeah. Good night, all.
God bless.
Look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Yeah, 2017. Mike, I'll hand over to you to finish the show. You're going to introduce some music for us. We've got a segment on here that we started from the very, very start around unsigned bands. So, yeah. Mike, you've been in contact. You've been contacted by someone on Facebook. Mike, do you want to introduce that? And for me, I'll say goodnight, everyone. Merry Christmas. And it's over to Mike to close the show.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Patch. We've got a song here with Becky and Jacob. They're in the group called Failand. It's Faeland. They sent us one of their songs, which is called Find Me. And that's what's available. You can find that information about them. I think there's some songs. The website, quite random one, is igg.me/at/Failand. Also on facebook.com/Phelan Music. If you want to check them out live, you can see them at Cafe Kino in Stokes Croft on the 14th of Jan 2017. So yeah, it's Becky and Jacob, Port Phelan's, and this is their song called Find Me. So have a nice Christmas and we'll see you in the new year.
It's time.